Three Dog Night coming to the... I have no memory left. The older I get, the more my memory goes out.
I just saw your memory. It's gone.
The Genesee
Theater. Just went out the door to get some coffee.
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan are going to be there September 12th. And you can win tickets again tomorrow morning. Another pair to give away. Gave away a pair to Dan today. Aaron Racine. He's going. But he's got his wife to take, so he's got his second ticket accounted for. Tomorrow morning, you can win. You heard her. Cindy's back from her week-long trip around the world.
It Congratulations. Was a lot of fun. Yes, thank you. It was pretty quick.
She was in Spain, England, Italy, Portugal, Antarctica. She went all over the world.
Let me tell you, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plains.
Yeah. All right, well, Cindy's up next. She's here all afternoon. Then Kurt Volman's in. We're back to normal because... summer's over. Well, it's not really over. It's not really over. It's not over until September 22nd.
It's over for me.
Yeah, I told you earlier, my mother was always depressed at the beginning of fall.
Yeah.
Like after Labor Day. She said, summer's over. I said, well, not really.
Yeah, and we know really. It's coming,
too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't remind me. All right, it's 9:01. It's news time now at WRJN. Good morning.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Again, there's been a deadly Russian attack in central Ukraine. 41 people have been killed, 180 injured. In a video posted on his Telegram channel, President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke about the attack he's heard here through an interpreter.
According to the information available now, two ballistic missiles hit the territory of an educational institution and a neighboring hospital. One of the buildings of the Institute of Communications was partially destroyed. People were trapped under the rubble. Many of them were rescued.
And there's been a troubling incident in the city of Izmir in western Turkey involving two U.S. Marines. They were surrounded and attacked by a group of men on the street yesterday. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams has information about that group.
Those men are apparently members of the Turkish Youth Union, a small nationalist anti-American organization. The group posted the video online, writing, U.S. soldiers who have the blood of thousands of Palestinians on their hands cannot defile our country.
The Marines are okay. They're now back on their ship. A rescue operation is underway after a boat carrying more than 50 migrants sank off France's northern coast. Several migrants have died. Reporters for the French news agency AFP say they saw at least six body bags. About a dozen of the migrants have been rescued, however, but they are in critical condition. Days after six Israeli hostages were murdered just before they were going to be rescued, Israelis continue to demand that their government reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza. More from CBS's Cammy McCormick.
On the streets of Tel Aviv, protesters demanded the government agree to a ceasefire deal.
So many people came. I met people that never came before. After what happened, I think everybody feel like they have to do something.
President Biden said yesterday he will talk to Netanyahu eventually, but Netanyahu is not doing enough. Netanyahu says he will not give in to pressure.
31-year-old Deobra Redden will go on trial today in Las Vegas on 9 charges after he leaped over the bench and landed on the judge who was sentencing him for attempted battery in January. Pope Francis has arrived in Asia in the first stop of what will be the longest foreign trip of his papacy.
This is Anna Matranga in Jakarta, Indonesia. The 87-year-old Pope seemed energetic and in good spirits as he greeted journalists aboard the papal plane. Upon landing in Jakarta, he was greeted by Indonesian officials, and the Pope will rest before he begins an intense schedule of events on Tuesday.
Dow futures down 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. School is back in session. Kids in Racine and Kenosha Unified are going back to school, with officials saying to watch out for buses starting and stopping and kids crossing the road. A family and their dog were able to get out of a burning home on West Lawn on Sunday. The cause isn't yet known, but it's reported working smoke alarms got everyone out safely. Funeral services are being held today for Jim Smith, Racine's former mayor. He passed last week at the age of 84. The Racine Raiders are once again champions. On Saturday at Horlick Field, they won their 11th championship. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant has slashed prices to the lowest they've ever been. Over 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome. No reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on all stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProssersRV.com.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory.
And the 1-1 pitch to Churio, swinging a ball, drilled deep left field. Back is Scott at the wall. Career slam for the rookie Jackson Churio, and the Brewers have broken it open.
That call courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 75 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, sunshine 78 on Thursday. Warmer 84, but we are going to get a bit of a taste of fall by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Right here at WRJN. It's so great to be with you. And Neil Diamond. Love you, Neil.
Cracklin' rules that get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord
Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you.
spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. What's not back? Summer. Nope. It is Tuesday. Monday is done at least. But here's our new Monday, day after Labor Day. But don't worry. It's 9 o'clock somewhere. And by 9, I mean 9 a.m. All right. It's Alrighty. So I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Labor Day. Not laboring. That's to me. I salute those of you who worked at the hospitals. Those of you who are policemen. Those of you who are work as EMTs, firemen, all that. McDonald's, especially, because I spent a lot of time there. All of you that labored yesterday, thank you very much for your service.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited-time flavor pack special. The Philly Cheese Steak Pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrow at chris.moreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits right here. WRJN. Summer is officially over. I know I'm not going to go all depressed on you today. That's Bourbon's job, okay? So anyway, beautiful day. I'll be up about 76. We're about 68 right now. McCartney, Paul, and Wings. WRJN, here's Band on the Run.
Stuck inside these four walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no
C's home for local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. And so we check in now with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The campus community at UW-Whitewater is mourning Kara Welsh, a business major and champion gymnast who was shot to death Friday. Today is the first day of classes for the fall semester at Whitewater. Flags on campus are at half staff. Police have arrested a 23-year-old suspect. Investigators say Welsh and the suspect knew each other. Democratic vice presidential running mate Tim Walz warning a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Donald Trump would take away protections for workers.
Shouldn't be asking so much, spend a little time with your child after they're born, or if you've got chemotherapy treatments, to be able to not lose your house because you're getting health care. That's not that difficult.
Walz says Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Flight for Life was needed for a crash Saturday on Sheridan Road. A collision between a motorcycle and a car in Mount Pleasant resulted in critical injuries for the 18-year-old on the motorcycle. He was flown to the hospital after being ejected from his bike. The crash happened when the motorcycle going north on 32 collided with a car turning south onto Chicory. The 61-year-old driver of the car wasn't injured. A campaign staffer for Tim Walz is recovering from a broken arm following a crash on 794 in Milwaukee yesterday. It happened when two vans carrying media members collided after being separated from Walz's motorcade by another vehicle. Several journalists were also injured in the accident, which is currently under investigation by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. Former President Donald Trump is in the state later this week. They're hoping sales are through the roof at a new Kenosha endeavor. The Kenosha Police Department's canine unit has launched a new merchandise website featuring plushies, challenge coins, and clothing. All proceeds will go to support canine care and maintenance. People can order items online and have them shipped, or they could pick them up at the public safety building during business hours. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 75 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, sunshine 78 on Thursday. Warmer 84, but we are going to get a bit of a taste of fall by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting.
local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. I'm Cindy Hubers. Great to be with you. It really is. I really miss being here, hanging around you. Oh, yeah. And your support and your listening to the radio station just lifts me higher and higher.
Your love.
Take it away, Jackie.
Lift me higher.
Yep, there he goes.
Than I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up. Quench my desire. And I'll be at your side forevermore. You know your love. Keep on lifting. Higher. Higher and higher. I said your love. Keep on lifting.
and WRJN. If you heard any news from Stuart J. Waddles and you want to hear the rest of the story, check on news at WRJN.com.
Mama told me not to come.
There it is. That always gets me at the end. Three Dog Night. Mama told me not to come. We got Paul Harvey today, 12:05, and the rest of the story. He ran on this station for 57 years, and then he died. But now he's back. Like a zombie or something. No, we have brought his shows back with permission from his family, and we are ecstatic about it. So what is the rest of the story today at 12:05? I don't know either. We're going to find out together and enjoy. Paul Harvey, 12:05 today right here on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
me on the tambourine. I wish. I'm not that coordinated. Local news and timeless is right here at WRJM with Jackie DeShannon.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
Refreshed. WRJN.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Just too good to be true.
this and timeless hits right here at WRJN. I've got CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddle with local news, and Mike Clemens is next.